I'll give you.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Veep debate from both sides now. Republicans say it was a strong performance by Vice President Cheney during last night's debate. Democratic National Committee Chair Terry McAuliffe says it was another win for Kerry and Edwards. One poll from ABC gave Cheney the nod. Another poll of the all-important undecided voters said Edwards was the winner. Democrats suggesting Vice President Cheney must have a very bad memory. They're blasting Cheney for his claim that the first time he had ever met John Edwards was at the debate last night. Actually, they'd met at least three times before that. The Democratic National Committee posted a minute-long reality check video on its website today, showing Cheney saying the two had never met, followed by clips of him shaking hands with Edwards 4 years ago. DNC Chairman Terry McAuliffe says, "Someone who lies about the little things will lie about the big things, too." John Kerry congratulated Edwards on the debate performance. He told Edwards by phone he did wonderfully, and Kerry said, "They keep distorting things. I feel good about taking on those distortions." Kerry also found fault with Cheney's performance, saying Cheney had no answer about Halliburton or taking care of drug companies. Kerry's in the Denver area preparing for his Friday night town hall second debate with George W. Bush. Prosecutors have dropped charges today against 227 protesters arrested at an anti-war march during the Republican National Convention in New York City. Assistant District Attorney William B. said the August 31st march, sponsored by the War Resisters League, was nonviolent and caused no damage, and police may have confused the demonstrators with instructions given before the event. At prosecutors' request, Judge Catherine Freed dismissed the charges of disorderly conduct and parading without a permit. The marchers were arrested near the World Trade Center site shortly after they told police they were heading to Madison Square Garden, where the convention was in its second day. Police told marchers they'd have to stay on the sidewalk and obey traffic laws. But within 2 minutes, they ordered the crowd to disperse or face arrest. Police likely created the impression among participants the march had official sanction. Because the march was so quick, protesters nonviolent, quote, no useful purpose would be served by continuing the prosecution. Howard Stern says he's taking his show away from federal regulators. Stern heading to Sirius Satellite Radio when his contract runs out in 15 months. So his show will air in every market in the nation, but only on Sirius Satellite Radio. And a Florida appeals court says investigators acted properly in seizing the medical records of talk show host Rush Limbaugh in a drug investigation. They raided Limbaugh's doctor's offices to find out whether he'd tried to illegally buy prescription painkillers. Prosecutors had learned Limbaugh received about 2,000 painkillers, which had been prescribed by four doctors over 6 months. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
An OnStar Conversation, April 29th, 2004.
I'm sorry, Senator. This is Gaither. How may I help you?
Hi. I locked my keys in my car. My car's running and my baby's in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your baby's locked in. I'd be happy to see if we can get him out as quickly as possible. Do you have your OnStar account number with you tonight?
I don't.
What's your home phone number?
435.
When you've got precious cargo, it's good to know that OnStar can unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, and we've verified the home number to pull the account. So let's go ahead and send that signal through for you.
Oh, he's crying.
How old is he?
He's 7 months.
Oh, my goodness.
The stupid dog, the one that pushed the lock.
Oh, jumped up on the door?
Yes.
Oh, you did it.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad we were able to get in there quickly for you.
Me too. Thank you.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models, including the Saturn View, Ion, and L300 series. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
When I shop for a digital camera or computer, I don't want a deal. I want a low price. So low, it makes the salesman at another store say, "Lady, I can't beat that."
I guess you're just what I need.
At Circuit City, we have unbeatable prices guaranteed every day. So no matter what you're shopping for, you can always leave confident, knowing you got the best price. Circuit City. See store, CircuitCity.com, for unbeatable price policy details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, our Magical Mystery Tour makes a pit stop in Columbus, Ohio, for another live show and to put a pregnant groupie on a Greyhound bus back home. Our guests will include yet another liberal who hates America, Senator John Glenn, plus some special surprise guests you've never heard of, and an extra special Bleeding Ohio from Ohio, where the whole Bleeding Ohio craze began. That's all Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Oh, my God, I'm watching MSNBC, and there she is. Ah! Ann Coulter! Oh, God! Oh, my God, can the woman be any skinnier? What an evil, evil woman. Kathy wants me to say, good evening, Truth Seekers. Welcome to Poop Watch 2004. I don't know if she's talking about the Cheney evisceration last night or the kid. Is the kid, what, we're into another week with, okay. Oh, my God. Day 8 now and counting. No poop from the baby. Well, that's what happens when they drink breast milk, right? This is exciting to the people tune into this program, right? All over the country, people go, oh, my God, he's talking about his kid's poop again. What I was watching a little bit earlier on CNN was Chris Matthews. You know, a Tweety Bird, the mouth. The guy who can't let another human being get a complete sentence out, I don't care who it is, except for one person, apparently, Tom Brokaw. Chris Matthews was interviewing Tom Brokaw. And I've been aware of Chris Matthews since 99. So what is that, 5 years? Chris Matthews showed up in that whole flood of creatures that came crawling out of the woodwork when the attack was in full bloom against Bill Clinton. And I've never seen Tweety Bird allow people to make two or three sentences together without his interrupting and screaming and kvetching and, you know, figuratively speaking, grabbing his crotch. But with Tom Brokaw, don't interrupt the chief employee of General Electric. He'll hurl a nuke at you. Oh, it's really fun to watch. All right, so you know what I've been doing when I should have been preparing a program tonight, watching MSNBC. It's like my favorite program is on there from 8 to 9, and that's Keith Olbermann, The Countdown, and then I just leave it on to watch these other programs, and it's just like, oh, my God. Last night, Senator John Edwards said the following, quote, the vice president, well, I'm surprised to hear him talk about records. When he was one of 435 members of the United States House, he was one of 10 to vote against Head Start. One of 4 to vote against banning plastic weapons that can pass through metal detectors. He voted against the Department of Education. He voted against funding for Meals on Wheels for seniors. He voted against a holiday for Martin Luther King Jr. He voted against a resolution calling for the release of Nelson Mandela in South Africa. It's amazing to hear him criticize either my record or John Kerry's. That was when the vampire made the statement that he wasn't surprised about Kerry's record. Cheney said that... here's what he said. Cheney said this. Now, in my capacity as vice president, I'm the president of the Senate, the presiding officer. I'm up in the Senate most Tuesdays when they're in session. And the first time I ever met you is when you walked on the stage tonight. That's what he said last night. And, of course, that didn't last through one news cycle. Somebody told me even Fox News showed that that was wrong. On February 1st, 2001, the vice president thanked Edwards by name at a Senate prayer breakfast and sat beside him during the event. April 8th, 2001, Cheney and Edwards shook hands when they met off camera during the taping of NBC's Meet the Press with media whore number one, Tim Russert. Russert brought that up on the Today Show today. On January 8th, 2003, the two met when the first-term North Carolina senator, Edwards, accompanied Elizabeth Dole to her swearing-in by Cheney as a North Carolina senator. Edwards, of course, brought us all this up. He at a rally in a Cleveland park, was it today? He called it an example of Cheney, quote, still not being straight with the American people. Edwards went on to say, the vice president said the first time I met Senator Edwards was tonight when we walked on the stage. I guess he forgot the time we sat next to each other for a couple hours about 3 years ago. I guess he forgot the time we met at the swearing-in of another senator. So, Edwards said, my wife Elizabeth reminded him on the stage. Yeah, and did you see that video? It's a Democratic underground. I'm sure it's at other places, too. The video that we did not see last night, or at least I didn't see it, after the debate, and people are milling around on stage, family members comes out. Did you see Dick Cheney checking out? Was Edwards' daughter's ass? Did you see that? It's right. It's a Democratic underground. It's incredible. Here's Cheney doing this old man turn around and look at the young woman's ass thing. Right? Oh, God, creep me out. Oh, you ghoul. Oh, you bionic freak. Man.
Hey, baby, listen, if your dad doesn't make it to the Senate, you want to, you know, go over and I want to take you on a tour of Halliburton, baby. Come here.
Speaking of love, we have Bush on Love tonight. Just about a 60-second thing that Kathy's put together. We're going to play for you. So anyway, Elizabeth Edwards is on stage last night telling Cheney, you did meet my husband, you lard-ass freak. That's not what she said? Well, I thought that's what she said. All right. Well, something that, you know. And then according to Edward's staff, Cheney replied, oh, yeah.
And what's your daughter doing later? You know what? Those Kerry girls are pretty nice, too.
But the reason we bring this up, the most snotty remark from Cheney last night was that one, right?
First time I ever met you is when you walked on the stage tonight.
You know, all the freepers, when Cheney said that all the freepers, you know, put their beard down and just laughed, and I was, go get him there, Dick! Yeah. Okay. An email from the Cake Man, he says, weren't you impressed with Cheney's experience? Too bad it's all negative. CEO of a company that rips off the American taxpayer. The guy who ignored the warnings of 911, the guy who ignored the lack of weapons findings from the Iraqi inspectors, the guy who strapped a huge debt on our children's future, faulty judgment, Trump's experience every day, right? As a trial lawyer, Edwards, like Abraham Lincoln, fought for the less fortunate American people. Who would you rather have running the country? Yeah. What's amazing, as it always is to me, are the polls post-debate. But what a snarling... What did Will Pitt call him today in his essay? A snarling, hunch-shouldered golem. Yeah. Speaking of golems or golems, I wonder if what's his name? Will ever call us again? Smeagol. God, drawing a blank again. I wonder if Smeagol ever check in again. Oh, and the other thing, remember when Cheney said he was denying the truth over and over again? What a liar. What a total liar. A liar. You know, we noted months ago that these people don't even bother spinning the truth anymore. They just lie. And God, have you seen these reports that have come out lately? We'll get to those tonight. But he's such a moron. And in trying to defend his lies last night, he tossed out factcheck.com. Well, go to factcheck.com and you'll find the truth. Well, go to factcheck.com. It's a site owned by George Soros. And when you go to factcheck.com, as you all did today, hell, you probably did it last night, the banner headline across the top, when you click on it, is, "We must not reelect President Bush." I love it. Oh, Cheney, you're such a diphthong. You really are. What? Just have I? No, I'm not going to say it yet. A year ago, Bush said a filter. Do you remember this? It doesn't seem like a year ago, does it, Kathy? We were working for a different outfit then, a real outlaw kind of network. Anyway, a year ago, Bush said that a filter was preventing good news in Iraq from reaching the U.S. Here's what he said, this, October 6, 2003, when he was making one of those joint appearances with some other politician. This was the president of Kenya. He said, "Now listen, we're making good progress in Iraq. Sometimes it's hard to tell it when you listen to the filter, but we're making good progress." Now, the truth is, Bush's own national intelligence estimate must have been subject to the same filter, because you remember a few days ago, it said there are only three possibilities, three scenarios for this horrendous problem that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney have created in Iraq. Only three. At best, a chance of a tenuous stability over the next 18 months. The worst, civil war. Oh, God. All right, when we come back, I want you to hear what Cheney said regarding progress in Iraq, and we'll play it for you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm so carefree with a joyless heart. And sometimes I get it seems all I have is worth. And it finally seems to be my mother's hand. Yeah, but I'm just a soul who just can't shut a girl. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeAGeorge.com. SeeAGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeAGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeAGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeAGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeAGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
So what is the Bush crime family all about? Yeah, all right. So the National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq, which represents the consensus view of the U.S. intelligence community, said Iraq's prospects for stability and self-governance were at best tenuous. There's a 60-page document, another finding handed to these incompetents in the Bush administration, showing the idiocy of their lack of leadership, the chaos they are developing in one of the most volatile and explosive sections on the planet, and the fact that they just lie and continue to lie to the American public over and over and over again. 60-page document produced by the National Intelligence Council. Three possible scenarios for the next year and a half. The worst, the country descending into civil war. Oh, my God. Now, to show you how out of touch these thugs are. I want you to listen to this. This is from the debate last night with Edwards. Cheney paints the rosy picture of Iraq that Bush sees when he gazes into Alawi's eyes. Are all these people on drugs like the pig man? What Iraq are they watching on their TV screens? Listen to this.
We've made significant progress in Iraq. We've stood up a new government that's been in power now only 90 days. We also are actively, rapidly training Iraqis to take on the security responsibility. Those two steps are crucial to success in Iraq. They're well in hand, well underway, and I'm confident that, in fact, we'll get the job done.
What is that? Huh? What kind of insanity is that? I guess it's just, you know, keep repeating the lie, because the American public, like the German public in the 30s, is easily cowed, very stupid. Just keep repeating the big lie. Just keep repeating the big lie. In the meantime, Paul Bremer. Oh, my. Paul Bremer, who in a speech in Indiana said that... the obvious, what General Shinseki said and was fired, that we should have had, I don't know, pick a number. We went in there with 120,000, 130,000 troops, and when Pappy Bush decided to go after Iraq, get him out of Kuwait, we had 500,000 troops there. But again, the incompetence of Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, if you're going to wage a vicious, cruel, unjustified, unjust war, at least, if you're going to be a barbarian, at least have enough sense to make sure your barbarous ass is covered. And they didn't do it. They we're gonna go in there on the, you know, stuff happens. We're gonna go in there on the cheap. What they were afraid of is casualties. They were afraid of too many Americans dying. And look what we've got now. We're approaching, counting Afghanistan, we're approaching 1,300 American soldiers dead. For what? I ask you, for what? For what? And any of you right wing, almost said a bad word, Gaddy. Any of you right wingers who lurk around this program, if you want to call in tonight, I will give you. A fair shot. I won't interrupt you to tell me what it is that these 1,300 Americans died for. Huh? You want to do that? You want to do that? No, because you're a damn coward. None of you will. Bremer, who ran the U.S. provisional government for more than a year in Iraq, now claims U.S. military should have more troops. On several levels, to halt the criminal activity that occurred after we destroyed everything, the looting, the antiquities. Bremer said at a conference in West Virginia on Monday, we paid a big price for not stopping it because it established an atmosphere of lawlessness. We never had enough troops on the ground. Now, this is not news, because last June, Bremer said the same thing on the Today Show. And last month, in a speech at DePaul University in September in Indiana, Bremer, though, went even further, saying, quote, the single most important change would have been having more troops in Iraq at the beginning and throughout the U.S. occupation, end quote. But when Bremer was in charge, he ordered that the Iraqi army, which could have contributed to security, be disbanded. Be disbanded. He also claims he repeatedly raised the troop issue with the administration. And he says if he'd been more insistent, the situation in Iraq might be different today. But a senior Pentagon official told NBC News that Bremer didn't raise the issue. And at the White House yesterday, Condoleezza Rice told NBC News she can't recall whether Bremer ever raised the issue. They dump it on the intelligence community. They dump it on the military. Does anybody in this filthy, piggish administration take responsibility for anything? No, they don't. They don't. Now, last night, Cheney, thug that he is, even after Bremer's statements in the latest intel report, Cheney still maintains that no mistakes were made in Iraq. Huh? We'll have that quote for you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Your heroes have abandoned you, or have you abandoned them? From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis
kids can you kill? And send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife, Cheryl, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband, Patrick, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. From CNN and The New Yorker, Jeffrey Toobin. He'll preview what 4 more years of Bush would mean for the nation's laws. Goodbye Abortion Rights. Hello Inquisition 2005. How the nation's courts or a single seat on the Supreme Court could give us a new America, Old Testament style. Plus, from the New Testament, Rapture Watch, Thursday's Morning Citizen.
Six before the hour. So report after report is coming in. Bremer is saying we need more troops. Cheney's acting like he never heard that before. Dwelfel or whatever his name is. What does Bush call him? A Billy. Well, Senator Billy's report comes in. You know, that report is in. Every single reason. What more does it take? Huh? You Republicans, you supporters of death and destruction, you killer supporters, you. What does it take? What does it take? Bush's own people releasing reports that show that these people are either the most incompetent gang of thugs ever to run this country, or they're damn liars. So here it is from last night. Even after Bremer's statements in the latest Intel report, Cheney maintains no mistakes made in Iraq. No! So Glenn Ifill then says, there have been new developments in Iraq, especially having to do with the administration's handling. Paul Bremer, the former head of the Coalition for Vision Authority, gave a speech in which he said, we have never had enough troops on the ground, or we never had enough troops on the ground. I don't know what she's doing. Rumsfeld said he has not seen any hard evidence of a link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam. Was this, Mr. Vice President, the fruit of a report that you requested, that you received a week ago, that showed there was no connection between al-Zarqawi and Saddam Hussein?
What we did in Iraq was exactly the right thing to do. If I had it to recommend all over again, I would recommend exactly the right same course of action. The world's far safer today because Saddam Hussein is in jail. His government's no longer in power. And we did exactly the right thing.
Astonishing, isn't it? Astonishing. No matter what evidence is presented to this animal, he growls and grunts the same thing over and over and over again, just like his hand puppet George Bush growls and grunts the same thing over and we're out as far safer today because Saddam Hussein is in jail, the government no longer in power, we did the right thing, we do it again, we do the right thing, we do it again. It's almost non-human. It's almost non-human. It's like these people are I don't know, forest-dwelling creatures from the slopes of the Himalayas or something. Ice eaters. I don't know. Are these humans? Are these humans? Man, we do it again. They do it again. We do it again. And then this new CIA assessment. This is separate from Bush's buddy that went in to find the weapons. A CIA assessment totally destroys the Bush crime family's claim that Saddam maintained ties to al-Qaeda. The CIA assessment says there's no evidence that this Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was in Iraq. Nothing. The CIA review that Glenn Ifill referred to was the one requested a few months ago by Dick Cheney. For what? He's a lying bastard. He knows he's lying. Everyone knows he's lying. Why would he request the report, huh? Maybe he thought the people who prepared the report would lie for him. This is the latest assessment that calls into question the competency of the Bush crime family. And the new assessment follows the independent September 11th commission's finding that there was no relationship between the former Iraqi regime and Bin Laden's terrorist network. Nothing. So, of all Cheney's lies in the debate, this one seems especially noxious, considering that latest intel report out of Iraq, that Iraq never, ever had a connection to al-Qaeda. First, Edwards.
There is no connection between Saddam Hussein and the attacks of September 11th, period. The 9/11 Commission has said that's true. Colin Powell has said it's true. But the Vice President keeps suggesting that there is.
The Senator's got his facts wrong. I have not suggested there's a connection between Iraq and the 9/11.
Can you believe that? I have not suggested there's a connection between Iraq and 9/11. Well, let's go back to NPR's Morning Edition and interview January 22nd this year. There's so many instances of Cheney very specifically making the connection. It's embarrassing, infuriating that he believes the public, that you and me, are so stupid that we just forget how many times he lied and his thugs lied to scare us into attacking Iraq. So here he is. Here's 7 seconds. That is just one of several proofs of Cheney's lie last night.
I continue to believe. I think there's overwhelming evidence that there was a connection between Al-Qaeda and the Iraqi government.
But wait a second! You thug! You monster! I've not suggested there's a connection between Iraq and 9/11, but you've been telling us over and over that there is! Oh my God, then why did we attack Iraq? Huh? Mr. Vampire, why did we attack Iraq if there's no connection? Wasn't that the rationale? Oh no, I'm sorry, that's right, weapons of mass destruction. Oh, they're not there! Attacking his neighbors. Oh, there was no capability. Nuclear weapons. According to Dwelfer's report, the nuclear weapon program, such as it was that Saddam had, ended in 91 and deteriorated from that point. You jackasses, this is 2004. But they continue. They continue to lie because they believe that you and I will continue to buy the lies. They know their base will. They know the religious freaks and these right-wing Republican jacklegs who are wandering around the country talking, I love George Bush. He's a man of Christ. They know that the base will believe the lies because the base is nothing more than morons. But this stuff is put out there now. It's not put out on a freeper website. For God's sake, it goes out over national television. There he is, lying through his teeth. And what are we supposed to do? Fire these people. We got to get rid of them. We've got to get rid of them. Peacefully and legally. But they've got to go. And I'll tell you something else. I don't believe at this point that if they're defeated at the polls, you know, there's been some talk, will they relinquish power? I don't think there's any question that they will. I don't think there's any question. These people, this Bush crime family, is fast becoming the most scorned, ridiculed, stupid, incompetent, and the world knows it, and we know it in this country now, administration in the history of this republic. These people just want to get out of town and go reap the benefits of their 4 years in office. They want to get their payoffs. They want to get their money. They want to stop being questioned by people like Gwen Ifill. They don't want to deal with the White House press corps as half-witted as each one of the members are. They don't want it anymore. They want the money. They put in their 4 years. They want the money. So trust me on this, truth seeker. When these thugs are defeated at the ballot box, they will leave town. They will leave town. I do believe that. They're cowards, they're sneaks, they're liars, and they have put us in this horrific, horrific situation that they will continue to make money from for years, if not decades. This war situation, unless John Kerry, once he's sworn in, declares it over and withdraws. And yes, will there be chaos in Iraq? Yes! And history will have to assign that chaos and bloodshed to these monsters that are going to be defeated November 2nd. Our monsters. That's where the responsibility, that's where the cause, all of it lies on their shoulders. But they know, they know that they, being the thugs, understand they have created several situations economically, in foreign policy, environmentally, from which they will reap the profits until they die, until Dick Cheney wakes up some morning, gets out of bed too fast, and keels over with a hole in his heart the size of a quarter. Until that day, he's continue to make his money. And check out Senator Edwards' daughter's ass. He'll continue to... Bush is such a coked-out, drunk freak. He knows he's taken care of. And the rest of these people, even the invisible ones like Spencer Abraham, you know, these people understand they're going to be taken care of. It's cool. They have screwed everything. The money will flow now. It'll flow from war. It'll flow from the despoiling of the environment. It'll flow from deregulation. It'll flow. What's the price of oil today? $52 a barrel? $52 a barrel! Now, I happen to believe that we shouldn't be using fossil fuels. But we are anyway. The world is running on fossil fuels. Who makes the money? Who, in the name of God, makes the money when it's $52 a barrel? Huh? Who makes the money? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, and by the way, over in Afghanistan, the other war, where they're going to have an election coming up. When is it? When is it October 9th? I don't know. When's the election, Kathy? It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. The Hamid Karzai, the whore that used to work for UNICAL, who now is the president, another Bush prostitute, Bush crime family prostitute, his running mate, almost got blown into chunks of meat today, narrowly escaped a bomb set off by Taliban guerrillas. Taliban? Well, I thought we defeated them. Two of the 18 candidates that are running against Karzai dropped out after that happened. Now, listen, no thanks. I'm out of here. Taliban official Mullah Dadullah claimed responsibility for the attack. He called Reuters news agency on his cell phone, and he says, "It was a remote-controlled bomb planted on a roadside, but we missed it because it went off late. We'll get the son of a bitch the next time. We'll get him the next time. We will. We'll get him. Here, smoke some of this and forget about it."
Oh, my God, look, everything is, I don't know, out of focus. You know what I'm saying? God, I love Afghanistan. I love Afghanistan since the Taliban. Oh, wait a minute, I am the Taliban. I don't care. I don't know, you know. Let's talk about Kublai Khan. Let's talk about, I don't know. Here. Oh, man, I'm going to sleep.
Their bloody hands, and what's truth and what's illusion? What's order or confusion? Who's winning or who's losing? Just depends on where you stand. There is no God.
This week on MotherJones.com. Dealing with the Merchant of Death. And you thought Halliburton was bad. It turns out that the Bush crowd has hired an airline company tied to Victor Boot, one of the world's most notorious arms traffickers, to run charter missions for the U.S. military in Iraq. Get the full story at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced.
Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Nine minutes before the hour, coming up after the break at the top of the hour, you got to hear this, about a minute long, Bush on love. You know, he's no Dr. Phil. He's no Oprah. He's Bush. I'm not trying to make light of the fact that the paid prostitute from Unocal, Hamid Karzai, who is running Afghanistan, courtesy of the Bush crime family, that his running mate almost got blown to pieces today in a car bomb. I'm not trying to make a joke of that. What I'm trying to do, well, I guess I am. Yeah, I guess so. Never mind. But the larger point I'm trying to make is the lies of the Bush crime family, that Afghanistan is pacified and on the verge of becoming this wonderful little oasis of democracy out there, right next to Pakistan, that's run by a military dictator, right next to Iran, that's run by religious fanatics, right below some of the stands to the north and to the northeast of Afghanistan, that are run by former Soviet killers, people who boil folks in water in order, if they don't, you know, if they piss them off. You know, that's what the president, is it Kazakhstan or Tajikistan or Kiss My Assistan or one of those places, I don't, you know, somewhere around there, they boil people that irritate the supreme leader. You did not make me happy, so therefore into the boiling water. Oh, God. So in the middle of all this, see, there's going to be a democracy, right? It's going to be Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really going to happen, isn't it? Huh? Yes. Oh, indeed. A democracy. Hamid Karzai's running mate was almost blown into chunks of red flesh and hair. They just missed him. And the Taliban dude who set it off intimates, well, we'll get him next time. You know, we'll get him next time. We'll get him. We'll get all of them. You folks, you Westerners, don't understand. You're not going to come here. We've been living like this since we ran Kublai Khan, Genghis Khan out of here. We've been living like this for 1,000 years. Everybody's tried to dominate us. Everybody's tried to overlay their belief system, their government, whatever. The Brits, the Russians, it doesn't matter. Now the Americans, you folks don't understand, do you? We will kill you. We will slowly kill you. And we will win. And you can come into our mountains and look for us. And look for this fictional character you've created, Osama bin Laden. Look for him. And we will kill you. We don't care how you come in here. Come in with your daisy cutters. Come in with your compression bombs. Come in with your tactical nukes. Come ahead. We will kill you. We will kill you. Slowly, surely, we will kill you. And we will kill your puppets. So we missed Hamid Karzai's running dog today. We'll get him. We'll get him. We'll get him next week. We'll get him next month. We'll get him. Did y'all see that movie, Jurassic Park? Yeah, well, you remember the guy that was hiding in the outhouse and the raptor, the Tyrannosaurus or Rex, I guess it was. Remember that? We'll get him that way. We'll get him when he's on the John. We'll get him when he's in his hut. We'll get him when he's in his bed. We will get him. We will get all of them. We're Afghans. We don't play this. We don't play this, sucker. Take your Western, Christian, militaristic, democracy crap somewhere. Take it over to Iraq. But you come here, we will kill you. Slowly and surely. We've done it to every single invader. You think we can't do it to you? But nobody in this administration reads history. Nobody pays any attention to history. And the only reason we want Afghanistan is to put the pipeline through! Oh my God! A pipeline! We'll get him next time. We will kill you. We're Afghans. We don't play this. Don't you understand? You come over here and get all up in our face about democracy. We don't want your democracy. We don't want your Christianity. We don't want any of it. Our women are going to walk around in pup tents. And if we could, we would encase them in roofing shingles. Except we don't know how to make roofing shingles. But I will guarantee you that they will stay covered up. Because you whores in the West... We're not going to play that. We don't play that. We don't play that. Don't you understand? We don't play that. So get out of our country. We will kill you. And if we don't have roofing tiles to cover up our women, we'll put them in charcoal grill covers. We will come up with stuff. Do you understand? And the next time we cover them, they won't have those mesh screen things they can look out of. What is it your stupid president says? Oh, the women in Afghanistan can go fly a kite now. No, they can't. No, they can't. They can't fly a kite. If we catch them flying a kite, we will cut off their arm. That's very simple. We are Afghans, moron. We don't play this. We don't play any of this. So today, we almost took out your boy Hamid Karzai's, what do you call him? Vice president running mate? Running dog? Running whatever? I don't know. We almost got him. We missed him. I'm sorry. We missed him. I'm Mullah Abdullah, and I'm sorry. It was a remote control bomb planted on the roadside. But Masood, the guy who was driving the other car, missed it because it went off late. So we'll get him next time. We'll get him. We'll get him. And in the meantime, we will supply the world with enough opium to satisfy your pig man, the guy on your radio over there, for at least a month. But we will do lots of opium. But we will kill you. We've always done opium. Don't you understand, you decadent bastards in Europe and the United States? You must have your drugs. You must have. We don't do drugs here. We just raise it and sell it. And we are wealthy from doing that. What we consider wealth, I own 7 dogs and 84 pigs, and I've got 9 women and a couple of kids. Get out of here. I will kill you. Get out of my country. We don't play this. We don't play this at all. In the meantime, Bush and these little ants scurrying around Washington say, oh, yeah, well, you know, there's democracy's already been established in Afghanistan, and this shining light over here in Iraq. Wow, man. Hey, we're doing great, aren't we? No, you're not. And Americans are dying. Back in a minute. We'll be right back. All right, more than a minute. But, you know, we'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Wow, you must be some athlete.
Well, I am pretty good.
The way you're stocking up on athlete's foot treatments.
Oh, well, you know, it's hard to tell what works.
Here's what works. New Neosporin AF.
AF for athlete's foot?
Yep, and Neosporin, because who knows more about healing.
Oh.
Neosporin AF cures most athlete's foot conditions, so your itching and burning feet can take a hike.
Nice. But hey, can it fix my backhand?
Don't think so.
No.
Now there's a Neosporin product for athlete's foot. New Neosporin AF. Use as directed.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No evidence Saddam made weapons after 1991. America's top arms inspector reports there is no doubt Saddam Hussein wanted weapons of mass destruction, but the evidence is he had not built any since 1991. Charles Delfer's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee essentially undercuts the Bush administration's main rationale for invading Iraq. Delfer's told the panel there's no evidence Iraq had any chemical or bioweapon stockpiles at the time of the invasion of Iraq, and that by then Saddam's capability of building them had gone down. But he did agree with President Bush's claim Saddam was dangerous, noting he still had ideas about building the weapons. However, the committee's top Democrat dismissed that. Michigan Senator Carl Levin says the U.S. didn't go to war because of Saddam's, quote, future intentions. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says it's more proof Saddam Hussein was trying to pull a fast one on the U.N. Blair says the report from the U.S. weapons inspector about Iraq's weapons plan shows Saddam was doing his best to skirt U.N. sanctions. But that report, as we said, concluded that Iraq did not have stockpiles of banned weapons. Britain's Press Association reports today Blair's comments from Ethiopia, where the Prime Minister is traveling. At least 16 Iraqis died after a suicide car bomber plowed into an Iraqi military checkpoint northwest of Baghdad. 30 Iraqis were hurt. The U.S. military says the Iraqi National Guard camp first came under fire, and a few minutes later a vehicle sped to a nearby National Guard checkpoint and then exploded. No Americans killed or injured. United Nations employees demanding a staff pullout from Iraq. Two associations of United Nations workers are urging Secretary General Kofi Annan to withdraw all UN staffers from Iraq. The groups representing 60,000 UN employees say the country is too dangerous for staffers. In a letter to Annan, they cite a rising level of kidnappings, killings, and bombings in Iraq, and they say the UN is becoming a target. Annan removed the UN's international staff from Iraq last year after two bombings of Baghdad headquarters. He did send a small contingent back to Iraq, but no country has offered troops for a special protection force. They're supposed to be helping with the election in Iraq coming up in January. Talk show host Rush Limbaugh says he'll keep fighting efforts to look at his medical records as part of a drug investigation. A Florida appeals panel has ruled investigators did nothing wrong in raiding Limbaugh's doctor's offices and seizing the files. Limbaugh had admitted an addiction to painkillers. Investors seem to be resigned to rising oil prices. They've moved up again today after the latest inventory on crude inventories from the government. The Energy Department says domestic oil supplies grew for a second week in a row, and crude oil is now above $52 a barrel in New York, up another dollar today. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
The greedy, selfish, self-oriented do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Welcome back. 6.5 past the hour. In just a moment, we're going to play a very quick cut for you, Bush on Love. But remember just reflect for a moment, what happened in the last 24 hours, a total undercutting of the Bush crime family's rationale for invading Iraq. And that is the final report of the chief U.S. arms inspector. And it concludes that Saddam Hussein did not pursue a program to develop weapons of mass destruction after inspectors left Baghdad in 1998. And the programs that he was working on up till 1991 were effectively destroyed, and it ended. It ended 13 years ago. The weapons hunter, Charlie, as Bush calls him, Charles Dwelfer, concluded that Saddam's Iraq had no stockpiles of the banned weapons. Nothing. Nothing! He appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee today. 1,500-page report. After David Kaye, who quit last December, also found nothing! Which is what the UN inspectors found. Nothing! Which is what Jesus Christ would find if he inspected Iraq. Nothing! Nothing. Oh, yeah, and Pat Roberts, this Republican freak from Kansas, said, well, there's always a possibility, you know, that they snuck them over to Syria. They were snuck over to Syria. That's it. There you go. They went to Syria. Yeah, okay, you freak. They went to Syria. the United States has had a... We've paid an enormous price, haven't we, for these lies? Approaching 1,100 dead Americans in Iraq. I think 150 dead coalition troops in Iraq. Another 200 dead Americans in Afghanistan. Not to mention 30,000 Iraqis and Afghan civilians, not to mention the horror of Abu Ghraib, not to mention the torture and executions, apparently, at Guantanamo at Camp X-Ray, not to mention what's going on at Diego Garcia that you and I never hear about, never, and we never will. The super-secret U.S. Military base on the island of Diego Garcia, which is off the coast of it's in the Indian Ocean. And the Brits used to have it, and we have it now. And there is a prison facility there in which unspeakable and unknowable horrors are committed by us against anyone we choose. That's what the Bush crime family has done. White House spokespig Scott McClellan said the Dwelfer report, quote, will continue to show that he was a gathering threat that needed to be taken seriously, that it was a matter of time before he was going to begin pursuing those weapons of mass destruction. Dick Cheney, 6.5 months before the invasion. Simply put, there's no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us. And the people who have gone in there, David Kay, Charlie Dwelfer, these are hard-ass, hardcore Republicans, especially this Charles Dwelfer, who would probably, if he were asked to, would do for George what Monica did for Bill. These are not Democrats. These are not liberals. These are not anti-war. These are not anti-oil. These are not anti-Cheney. These are killers. These are surrogate killers that work for this man, this coward in the White House. These are people who would order an airstrike against Iraqi civilians at the drop of a burqa, you know. They don't care. Human life means nothing unless it's a fetus. If it's a fetus, the human life is sacrosanct. If there's some way that Saddam Hussein could be a fetus, he would be guaranteed whatever luxuries he would possibly need. But of course, that can't be done, can it? Huh? But as far as living, breathing, independent, individual humanoids... No, they don't count. Only fetuses count to these people. Everything else is killable. Everything else is destroyable. Everything else, children, old ladies, men who haven't fought in a battle since they fought one tribe against another in 70 years, it doesn't matter. Chunks of meat, blow them apart, blow them up, kill them, stomp them, destroy them, tell them that they're terrorists when what they're doing is defending their damn country against a major invasion by a killer race of tall white people who want to come in and kill. All right, I'm getting too worked up. Oh, and by the way, a man who until last week was one of John McCain's top aides is endorsing John Kerry for president. He says that Bush and Cheney have, quote, waged an unprecedentedly cynical and divisive campaign. His name, what's his name? Marshall Whitman. He says, I'm an independent McCainiac who hopes to revive the Bull Moose tradition of Theodore Roosevelt, and I support the Kerry Edwards agenda. Well, it looks like he and I are in agreement because, you know, just like I said, Clinton was the best Republican this country's ever had. I think Kerry and Edwards will be possibly the second best Republicans. And I don't say that like, oh, well, then I'm not going to vote for him. I'm going to vote for Ralph Nader. No, this is what we've got, okay? Maybe someday we can get a Democratic Party back again. But in the meantime, this is what we got, and by God, I support him. Both Whitman, Marshall Whitman, and McCain's press secretary, current press secretary, emphasized that this article that Whitman wrote that contains this, it's an article for, what is it, Blueprint magazine? That the article reflects Whitman's views and not those of McCain. Oh, God. Whitman says, don't get me wrong, this bull moose is not completely in agreement with the Democratic donkey. And if Kerry wins, it remains to be seen whether his administration will be more willing to break with its ideological base than a Bush team that has been slavishly loyal to its corporate paymasters. Oh, my God, this guy sounds like a commie, doesn't he? He goes on to say, but there is no remaining shred of doubt that another 4 years of the Bush presidency would have a toxic effect on American politics. If George W. Bush is reelected, unlimited corporate power, cynicism, and division will ride high in the saddle. And this is a Republican. This is a self-described McCainiac. Too bad John McCain is a cowardly bastard, right? Too bad John McCain is a coward. Too bad John McCain is a coward. He supports a man who attacked his wife, attacked his adopted child, attacked him. Too bad John McCain is a coward. But apparently his former chief aide isn't. Now, don't send me an email telling me, no, he's not a coward, Mike. John McCain's a war hero. No, he's not. He's another killer, and he's a coward. At least when Kerry was a killer, he came back and swore off the killing and said it's no good. John McCain is a coward. Always has been, will be when he sucks in his last lungful of air. But in the meantime, his former chief of staff, or whatever the hell this guy is, says, no, I've had enough of the Bush-Cheney killing machine. All right, I want to play this for you real quick, and then we're going to come to your phone call. So are you ready? You ready? Okay, good. All right, this is... we got time to do this? No, we don't? Okay. Oh, damn. We don't have time to do this yet? All right. I'll tell you what we will do is just tell you that we've got a break coming here in about 20 seconds, and we're going to come back and play this thing. Bush on Love. Oh, yeah. He's compassionate conservative. Bush on Love. You got to hear this. This is... this is great. And then we're going to take your phone calls until y'all just stop calling, okay? Because I'm about talked out. Oh, yeah, in Samara. This is Reuters News Agency under the heading, I saw dogs eating the body of a woman. From Samara, Iraq. Iraqis have fled Samara on riverboats as U.S. forces claim victory over insurgents. Blah, 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 blah. The U.S. strategy of so-called precision strikes... got criticism from Iraqi President Ghazi Yawar, who described the air assaults as collective punishment. All kinds of people butchered in Samara. One man who said he escaped the city yesterday reported that civilians had been killed. He said he had seen dogs picking at corpses in the street. He said, I swear I saw dogs eating the body of a woman. Nice, huh? Isn't that nice? Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back and have Bush talk to you about love.
Turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the Cordislim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN.
You know Cordis Slim people. You run into those Cordis Slim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, Cordis Slim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. Cordis Slim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the Cordis Slim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of Cordis Slim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
It's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you think Darth Cheney's booty call on Senator Edwards' daughter last night was scary, wait till you hear Bush's take on love. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Huh? Here he is, the compassionate conservative.
I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of yours. I don't want no part of this crazy love.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You know, it's hard work to try to
love her as best as I can.
I wish I knew the law that I could sign that would make people love one another.
And we must love a neighbor just like we'd like to love themselves.
Make sure our neighbors are loved just like they'd be like to be loved themselves.
There are people who walk across the street to a neighbor and say, I'd like to just love you for a second.
Find the children, those who are incarcerated, and love them.
One way you can help is to find a child who needs somebody older in their life to say, I love you.
I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love.
Oh my God.
I don't want no.
He's talking about, I don't know, you know, coming from Bush, it sounds like incipient adultery, incipient child molestation. What else? Incipient incest. Man, you know, when this guy talks about anything but death and destruction, it just doesn't quite make it, does it? But by God, when he talks about using a 2 million pound daisy cutter bomb to litter the roadside with corpses and dead bodies and heads and arms and feet and stuff like that, man, he makes a good case, doesn't he? But when he talks about love, when the brother talks about love, it just don't quite come across, does it? Stick to what you know, George. Stick to what you know. Death, destruction, dismemberment, teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over the pavement. Our guys and their guys. That's what you know best, George. My goodness. Oh, that's enough. All right. Look at this. I'm so sorry. I've been such a bad talk show host. Here are all these people wanting to get something said on the program, and I've just been going on and on. My bad. Here we go. Jamie is calling from Bolingbrook, Illinois. Jamie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, pal.
No problem, Mike. I'm a straight man, but I'd like to lay my love on you for a couple minutes.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And then I'll let you get to the next truth seeker. Okay, why? Why? The question that's been burning in me ever since I got home from work and found out that the fact-checking shows that Cheney did, in fact, meet Edwards on three different occasions. Why didn't Edwards say, you liar, when he had a chance?
Oh, I don't know, I do know, because it would have come across as petty. Edwards relied on media to expose the lie, and the media did today. And frankly, just between you and me, I know that fascinated me. I just thought to myself, hey, look at this. But then immediately I thought to myself, why do I care about this? Why do I care? Cheney lies about everything. Why am I not focused on the lies that he told that has so far sent 1,000, almost 1,100 Americans to their death in Iraq? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he could have done it tactfully. He responded to every other lie. And the answer, what you said, why shouldn't you care about this? Lots of swing voters tuning in for the first time to find out who Edwards is. And that was his chance in front of that audience.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Perhaps those people did not see the media cleaning up the elephant droppings this morning, left over from Cheney's parade last night. But, yeah, you make a good point. I get your point.
Yeah, one last thing. I'll let you move on. It was a beautiful thing to have that factcheck.com come out.
These people can't even direct you to the proper website, for God's sake.
Yeah, I hope that resonates throughout the electorate.
I hope so, too. Hey, thanks for checking in, Jamie. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you. Keep rocking.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Harold is calling from Manhattan. Harold, welcome to the program, and thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Hey! Oh, it's our bar owner. That's right.
Yes. Last night, we had the second of, was only four debate parties.
Uh-huh.
And the place was crowded like I've never seen it. Over the years, we've had championship basketball and World Series, but never was my bar as crowded as with last Thursday and then last night again.
A lot of hooting and hollering?
Oh, it's crazy, yeah. I mean, people, I just wish I had, like, one of those boxing gongs anytime, like, Karen and Edwards would make a good point. I wanted to bring the gong.
Yeah.
It was really something. Yeah, I was really worried at the beginning of the debate. It looked like that Cheney was coming out of the gate kind of strong there.
Hey, Harold.
Yes.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, but hold on.
You're really maxing. I mean, you're kind of like over-modulating on us.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah, I took the headphone off. I was wearing a head jack.
Okay, now I got to get you to hold on. All right, okay. I want to hear what you got to say, but you were sounding like this. You know what I mean? When it just, we don't get any high tones or low tones. So stay right there. I'll come right back, and we'll pick up the conversation as soon as we take this break. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
George W. Bush, gonna give us a push. He's the man who do what's right for me and you. He's the man who do what's right.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeAGeorge.com. SeeAGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeAGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeAGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeAGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeAGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Oh, I love charades. I'll go first.
Okay, Mom.
It's something really, really big.
It's huge. The national deficit.
No.
Oh, it's the Kohl's Grand Opening Sale.
Yes, that's my girl.
Kohl's Grand Opening Sale starts Thursday at 8 a.m. with huge savings on her biggest brand names like Levi's, Adidas, Dockers, KitchenAid, and many more. Save 30 to 50% on all Mrs. Access, Nine & Company, and Daisy Puente sportswear. Save 30% on all Oshkosh playwear. And great brands of bras are just
$16.99.
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
The Maturity Report.
See, I keep waiting for that to happen to Cheney, Ashcroft, especially Karl Rove, Karen Hughes, and Epiphany. Let their life pass before their eyes so that they can see how there's a better way to live.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Margaret Mead has said, never underestimate the power of a small group of people. The power of a small group of people in this case who are in desperate need of a near-death experience to get them living right.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. We're talking with Harold in Manhattan. Harold, thanks for holding on. Back to it, pal.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Listen, my thoughts on the debate last night was a very interesting moment was when Edwards brought up that Cheney's daughter thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cheney wouldn't even rebut it. I thought from that point on, like, Cheney was like a beaten man. His head was, like, hanging really low, and he didn't make eye contact with Gwen Ifill, you know, as opposed to, like, John Edwards through the whole thing. He's making contact with Gwen Ifill, and he's, you know, Cheney just looked very shifty, and I can't see how anybody could give him the win. You know, like, ABC News said that he won the debate. I don't know, you know.
Nah, ABC News' own polls indicated that Senator Edwards handed Cheney his ass last night on a garbage can lid. Plus, have you seen, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but it's making its way around the internet, the little 7 or 8 second video clip, I think it's from public television, that shows after the debate when people are milling around on the stage, family members and Cheney and Edwards, and Edwards' oldest daughter walks by, and Cheney gives her a booty call that's just unbelievable. Turns around and checks out this young woman's rear end. You talk about a lecherous, dirty old man. It's quite the video to see. You'll see it eventually.
That's insane. Wow, I was wondering what you were talking about, the Cheney booty call. Listen,
yeah.
I just wanted to give a shout-out. We do this debate party and all my Kerry events at my bar. We do it with a group called Kerry's Urge.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kerry's Urge, like their local Kerry support group. They do meetups, and they send volunteers out to, bus trips. Like, I took a bus trip out to Pennsylvania. We signed up about 500 new voters this weekend.
Wow.
They're good people. Kerryvillage.org. Anybody in the, in the village area should join up. You know.
What is it, Kerryvillage.org?
Yes, www.kerryvillage.org. And
okay.
They're a very well-organized group. They have about 500 members. They're in the East Village. And they do great work. And I let them sell their shirts and their stuff, at my place. And they're good people.
All right. I'm sure people are going to check it out, Harold. Kerryvillage.org.
Yes.
Check it out, especially if you don't live in Manhattan. Just check it out if you do, though, for sure.
People should go to meetup.org. I think it's meetup.org or .com, and they'll find, like, local Kerry groups in their own area. Like, because Kerry Village is, they have meetups. They're scheduled on the meetup website.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can find other Kerry groups, other Kerry support groups, like, all over the country in swing states, and that like this.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, cool. I like that, Harold. Kerry Village.org, and it's centered in East Village.
Right.
Sounds good. They'll check it out. All right. Say it again?
I'm just saying Friday night's another debate party, so it's going to be at the town hall, right?
The debate's Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be the town hall meeting Friday night, right?
Yeah, this will be fun to watch. I love to watch Bush kind of stump around the stage like a man who doesn't know where in the hell he is.
You remember his daddy didn't do too well at the town hall debate in 92. I remember he did really badly next to Clinton.
Yeah, that's when he kept checking his watch.
Yeah.
All right, Harold. Harold, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it. You take care, okay?
Thank you, Mike. You're the best.
All right. Take it easy. We got to get to New York so we can go by there and get some free drinks, right? Jeff is calling from Philadelphia. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Hey, I just had an observation watching these debates the last week, and just want to share it with you and maybe get your thoughts. Watching Bush sort of get the deer in the headlights look and kind of act like a moron, and then watching Cheney sort of lose his mind and lying about things he doesn't need to be lying about,
mm-hmm.
You know, I almost get the feeling like these are people who don't really want to win, in a sense. Now, I'm not saying that this race is over, but I feel as though that these guys are sort of up on the perch. They can't back down. They know that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. They know that they're lying. And the public, as cowed as we've been over the last few years, the awareness that there were no WMDs, that this war was unjust, it's slowly creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they know that, you know, the writing's on the wall.
You know, you may be right. That may be maybe I was picking up on that. I said earlier tonight that if the election is not tampered with,
mm-hmm.
and Kerry Edwards wins, I don't think the Bush crime family will take the period of time from November 2nd till January 20th to try to tamper with the results, to try to change things, because I think they realize they've had 4 years to set up their money machine that
yep.
will run for as long as they're alive.
Yep.
The tax cuts, the wars that they've started, the pipelines that they've started, the control of foreign oil fields, the death and destruction, which means that it's going to take contractors,
yep.
A lot of whom deal through the Carlyle Group, which
yep.
The Bush crime Happy family.
Bush.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
yeah. So you may be right. You may be right. That might be what I'm picking up on, because I sense something.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's, you know, George H.W. Bush was a White House staffer under Nixon. You know, he mm-hmm. locked the door after Nixon left, you know. And both Rumsfeld and Cheney served, I think, under Nixon or under Ford as White
right.
House staffers. They
right.
saw what happened. They don't
mm-hmm.
want to be marched out. And, they, you know, look at what's happening just in the last week. Tom DeLay, bipartisan investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CIA is not going to cover their ass anymore.
That's
you know,
right.
The latest weapons inspector is not going to cover for them. They know the writing's on the wall. And Rumsfeld now is distancing himself. Paul Bremer coming out and saying, well, you know, we really needed more troops to begin with. These guys are, you know, it's starting to be every man for himself.
And I think the military has just about had enough because,
yeah.
you know, when you have some thug like Condoleezza Rice saying, well, you know, we did exactly what the military asked us. We gave them everything they wanted. Any moron knows that the final decision is regarding war, especially with the Bush crime family, does not rest with the military commanders. It rests with Dick Cheney and
yep.
Rumsfeld and Douglas Feith and Louis
yeah,
Libby.
True believers, Wolfowitz and Pearl.
Right, and Pearl,
yep.
and to a much lesser extent, way down when they can get him away from his Game Boy, George W. Bush.
Yes.
So I think the military commanders are sitting back thinking, okay, you tried to throw cow manure all over the intelligence establishment, and you succeeded for a while. Now you're going to try to come after us and blame us. Oh, no, ain't going to happen.
Right.
So you may be right. You may be right. There may
yeah.
be, it may be that they're going to make what appears to be an effort to, oh, yeah, we're still campaigning. Oh, yeah, we want another 4 years. But what they're really thinking is, let's get this over so we can go make the money.
Yeah. You know, they don't want to be around. They, you know, they're looking at this mess they've created. They're
right.
staring into the abyss right now. They don't know what to do.
I hear you.
They
I hear
don't
you.
Have an answer. They don't want to clean it up.
I hear you. Jeff, thanks for checking in, pal.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your call. Yeah. And Jeff's last point, they don't want to clean it up. That's right. You know, let the Democrats, which they're hoping will open the door then for some other Republican 4 years from now, when Kerry and Edwards have been working, literally working their tails off to try to clean up these horrendous, hideous messes caused by this crime family. Yeah, you may be onto something there. Jamie is calling from New Jersey. Jamie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going fine. Thank you, sir.
I think we got to give John Edwards a lot of credit because you have no idea how tough it is to debate someone who can just manufacture facts out of thin air. I mean, that is extremely disarming. I mean, did anyone think that Dick Cheney would try to spin the fact that we've had over 1,000 Iraqi police, 1,000 Iraqi police force have died? He spun that into good news by saying it lowered our proportion of deaths?
I
mean, good Lord. I mean, the Iraqi police, We were supposed to hand them peacekeeping duties. We were not supposed to hand them a vicious guerrilla war that we couldn't win ourselves.
That's right.
The fact that they are dying in huge numbers is nothing more than a perfect example of the Bush administration's incompetence in running the war. And for Dick Cheney to pull that out and say, oh, if you look at the proportion with the Iraqi police, we've only lost 50%. Like that's good news. Like that's a strong coalition. I mean,
it's
unbelievable.
I think that's got to be real disarming. Yeah, I think
for
it also
to debate a guy like that.
Yeah, I think it also points out the total disrespect that Dick Cheney in this instance, but George Bush too, certainly, that Dick Cheney has for human life. I think Rumsfeld's made it clear. Condoleezza Rice has respect for nothing, nowhere, no time, no how, no way. But here's Dick Cheney last night clearly indicating that his respect for human life is zero, unless maybe perhaps it's a fetus. And even at that, I don't think Cheney has any problems with slashing a fetus into a million little chunks of prenatal meat if it suits his interests. He doesn't care. I wonder how many pregnant women have died as a result of Cheney's Iraq policies. I wonder how many Iraqi women have been blown into pieces. How many fetuses have been burst out onto the streets of Samarra or Fallujah or Najaf or Baghdad. These people are killers. They're absolute killers.
If we add them into the coalition, our proportion will go way down.
Yeah, they are absolute killers, Jamie, and the respect that they show for human life is just absolute zero. Jamie, thanks for checking in. Good points. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call. Can I give you one quick shout-out? I've laid out a very comprehensive case. I've worked real hard on it. It's
sure.
Bushmustlose.com.
Bush
Anybody
must
like to check that out, I'd appreciate it.
Bushmustlose.com.
Yep. Thanks
okay.
a lot, Mike.
Okay. You're more than welcome. Thanks, Jamie. Even as we talk, thousands of people are going to bushmustlose.com. All our friends at Democratic Underground will go there, right? Right, right. I bet a lot of people say, what the hell is this Democratic Underground song? Go to check it out, democraticunderground.com. One of the most exciting sites on the internet. 15 before the hour, quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Is there anywhere that the people let you be? If Tommy Paine woke up today, King George is all he'd see. And Bush it, their flags are all unfurled. Tons and tons of Bush it, the fleas have wagged the world. Kings may come and kings may go, but King George still remains. Just say no to Bush it if they haven't cooked your brains.
This week on MotherJones.com, dealing with the merchant of death. And you thought Halliburton was bad. It turns out that the Bush crowd has hired an airline company tied to Victor Boot, one of the world's most notorious arms traffickers, to run charter missions for the U.S. military in Iraq. Get the full story at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Attention Vioxx users. The following is an important message from the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon. Merck has finally taken Vioxx off the market as a result of an explosive study. Research indicates that long-term use of Vioxx carries an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. If you have taken Vioxx for a year or more, you are at increased risk of a heart attack or stroke. Now's the time to preserve your legal claims. If you took Vioxx for a year or longer and have suffered a heart attack or stroke, call the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon at 1-800-LAW-2000 and find out about your legal rights. The call is free. The advice is free. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon maintains offices in New York and at 375 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today or find us on the web at VioxxLegalRights.com. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon has been helping people protect their legal rights for over 23 years. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today. Call 1-800-LAW-2000. New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears Custom Replacement Windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
It's about 9 before the hour. This is Air America Radio. John is calling from Wisconsin. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks
for taking
the call. I'm just so frustrated after the debate was over. I was watching MSNBC, and Chris and all of his dudes there were so in Cheney's camp, like almost immediately.
Yeah, well, that didn't surprise you, though, did it? It didn't surprise you, John.
It did a little bit just because, you know, I guess I got hopeful because of the Kerry debate, you know, actually, instead of being spun,
well, other than
was, you know, supported as, oh, yay, we actually won something for once instead of getting trashed like we've been getting. And I guess
Seriously, other than Paul Begala and James Carville, who on the Alphabet cable networks are unabashedly supporting of Kerry? Who? I can't think of anybody.
Well, the thing that was frustrating was, you know, Chris Matthews saying his little remark about the squirt gun versus the howitzer. And the stuff that I listened to after the debate had ended on all the different channels, they were praising Cheney's heavy blows and his being a tough crocodile and swiping at the little collie of the lapping at his heels. But the problem with that is that all of his heavy blows were based on crap.
Yeah, and lies. And Chris Matthews and the rest of these people have a date with Satan for what they have done. Here is Dick Cheney, who has committed fraud on soldiers. His company defrauds soldiers, sends him into battle, and then his company does not equip them. Is there anything more vile than that?
But then everybody's still impressed. Even when the lies are acknowledged, you know, the next day, there's, like, Pat Buchanan was on Don Imus laughing about, oh, well, that doesn't matter if it's not true. Since when does that matter? Yeah. And they're all laughing about it. And even Imus was saying that Cheney just lied for 90 minutes, which was kind of nice to hear coming from the, you know, his show.
Yeah.
For once, he's actually supporting his candidate that he supposedly likes. And but even though all this stuff is acknowledged, they're still impressed with Cheney's performance. And I think it may have something to do with just because he's got that old, you know, heavy, lumbering, grandfatherly,
I think, spry, whatever, but... I think there's a good possibility that some of these TV commentators are envious of Edwards because, let's face it, he's young, he's articulate, he's well off, he's good looking, and when I would assume, I'm just guessing here, but that's what media has come to in this country, that they compare themselves to him and they don't like it. Now, on the other hand, most of these guys on television, I have found through my own personal experience that they are just absolute cowards. They will not take a stand that they think is unpopular with the power.
Yeah.
They're not all necessarily right-wing Republicans. They're just cowards down to the bottoms of their underpants.
Well,
they are just cowards.
Sense that Matthews is a leftist kind of guy.
He used to
try so hard to be fair that he then becomes unfair.
He used to work for George McGovern, and at one time you might have called Chris Matthews a progressive Democrat. But I think Matthews, like most of the people in corporate television, understand they do not want to have happen to them what happened to. Who is it on MSNBC, the liberal talk show host, Donahue, who got fired because MSNBC came out and said, well, they didn't come out, it was an internal memo that got leaked that said, you know, everybody else is gung-ho for the war, we don't want this guy Donahue out here talking this peace crap. How much more blunt does it have to be? I've gone through this myself. You know, I had pressure put on me at an ABC affiliate in Chicago, WLS. It was just extreme until I finally found out what they were doing and said, screw this. And, you know, you can toss a coin and decide whether I was fired or I was quit, depending on your point of view. But the point I'm trying to make, the pressure that is put on, you will toe the line or you'll lose your job. And I'm sure Chris Matthews and everybody on NBC, CBS, look what almost happened to Dan Rather.
Where's the line coming from then?
Where's the pressure coming from? It's coming from the corporations that own these television networks. That's where it comes from. Don't forget NBC, which means NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, every NBC station, network entity is owned by General Electric. General Electric is the largest weapons manufacturer in the history of the human race. They're not going to have any peace creeps on their network. They want war, as long as it doesn't come here. They want death and destruction. That's how they make enormous fortunes. Fortunes that will be passed down from generation to generation with these General Electric corporate officers. It's a scam. It's a scam. Media in this country is part of the problem. It is not part of the solution. It's part of the problem. I don't know what to say, man.
But then how do they hold up this, the vaulted Fox over MSNBC and others and Dan Rathers and such as being so different? When obviously it's not, but I guess what's frustrating about that is that even if Kerry Providence smiles on us and Kerry and Edwards win, there's still like 44-ish% of the people out there who are too stupid to realize it's a good idea.
Well,
even
I know.
Even if we win, we're still going to have a barely... I mean, I guess that's what I don't understand is like how these, in the face of these facts that come out, they're still going on the style over the substance.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the expression before. There are none so blind as those who will not see. There's no way that in this country, we decided we did not want a proper. Honest electoral system. Probably, I don't know. Back in the '60s, we decided. Look, we don't care. People started not showing up on election day. People just said, to hell with it, it's somebody else's game. I don't care anymore. And we let the corporations take over the election process.
And that feeds itself as a problem.
Oh, sure. We let the right-wingers take over. If we lose democracy in this country, it's because we gave it away. We gave it away. John, I got a break. Thanks, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. All right, quick break. We'll be back right after the news at the top of the hour and other stuff, and then back to your phone calls, all right? If you're on hold, please stay. I want to hear what you got to say. And by the way, we have one open line there. The phone number is 866-303-2270. And I guess you know U2 has a new album out, right?
An OnStar Conversation, February 10th, 2004.
Hello, my name is Bob, and I understand you wanted to get some calling minutes for your vehicle.
I do.
I have a couple of special packages that are available right now.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to hear them.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I don't use the phone like normal people use their cell phones. I live up here at about 7,500 feet in blizzard conditions, and that's why I'm able to use it.
I'm glad to hear that.
My phone will actually reach up on top of the mountain, and no other cell phone has been able to reach. So your service is quite extraordinary. We just absolutely love it.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar.
Those minutes are downloaded successfully. Is there anything else I can assist you with tonight?
No, you've been awesome. Your service is awesome. I really appreciate it, and that's all.
Yo, thank you for continuing your OnStar experiences with personal calling.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the more than 50 GM models available with OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary...
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The chief U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq says there's no evidence that Iraq produced any weapons of mass destruction after 1991. CIA analyst Charles Dolfer told a Senate panel that Iraq had no stockpiles of biological and chemical weapons before last year's U.S.-led war.
I still do not expect that militarily significant WMD stocks are hidden in Iraq.
President Bush was on the attack on the campaign trail in Michigan Wednesday, a day after the vice presidential debates. The president criticized John Kerry's position on Iraq.
He stated that Saddam Hussein was a threat and that America had no business removing that threat. You hear all that, and you can understand why somebody would make a face.
You may recall Vice President Cheney saying he never met John Edwards until Tuesday night's debate. Well, Democrats were quick to correct the record. In fact, Edwards' daughter, Kate, says her mother helped jog Cheney's memory after the Tuesday night debate.
She said, Vice President, you know, you've met him before. You met him and me at the prayer breakfast in 2001. And he said, oh, yeah. So they also met, both my mom and my dad met him at Elizabeth Dole's swearing-in. So they've met a number of times before. So that wasn't truthful, and that was misleading.
Kate Edwards thought her father did a great job in the debate with Cheney. A CBS News poll indicates Edwards won the debate, while an ABC News survey had Cheney as the victor. The threat alert level for Mount St. Helens has been downgraded after days of rumblings and steam eruptions. Scientists and geologists lowered the threat level from the highest level 3 down to level 2. U.S. Geological Survey scientists say there's still a threat of an eruption, but it is no longer imminent. In New York City, charges against 227 anti-war protesters arrested during the Republican National Convention last month were dismissed by a judge. The judge took action at the request of the Manhattan District Attorney. Attorney Chris Dunn with the American Civil Liberties Union says the move should encourage the New York Police Department to change its tactics.
This sends a clear signal to the police department that they need to rethink their tactics when it comes to handling demonstrations. And I think it sends a pretty clear signal to the public that the district attorney believes that many of the arrests during the convention were improper.
Following Monday's successful flight of Spaceship One, two companies announced that they'll soon begin taking reservations for trips into space. Each trip may cost about $100,000.
Oh, this love has taken its toll.
The nominees are out for the upcoming MTV Europe Music Awards, and American pop newcomer Maroon 5 is among those with several chances to win. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, our Magical Mystery Tour makes a pit stop in Columbus, Ohio for another live show and to put a pregnant groupie on a Greyhound bus back home. Our guests will include yet another liberal who hates America, Senator John Glenn, plus some special surprise guests you've never heard of, and an extra special Bleeding Ohio from Ohio, where the whole Bleeding Ohio craze began. That's all Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. It's about 7 minutes before the hour, or past the hour, 7 minutes past the hour. One of our correspondents just sent me this. This is just so sad. So sad. It's from the Independent of the UK, newspaper, Independent. The headline is, "Take 'em out, dude. Pilots toast hit on Iraqi civilians." It says, the Pentagon said yesterday, that would have been today, I guess. The Pentagon said yesterday it was investigating cockpit video footage that shows American pilots attacking and killing a group of apparently unarmed Iraqi civilians. The 30-second clip shows the pilot targeting the group of people in a street in the city of Fallujah and asking his mission controllers whether he should take them out. He is told to do so. And shortly afterwards, the footage shows a huge explosion where the people were. A second voice can be heard on the clip saying, "Oh, dude." The existence of the video taken last April inside the cockpit of a U.S. F-16 fighter has been known for some time, though last night's broadcast by Channel 4 News is believed to be the first time a mainstream broadcaster has shown the footage. At no point during the exchange between the pilot and the controllers does anyone ask whether the Iraqis are armed or posing a threat. Critics say it proves war crimes are being committed. Have we seen this video on American television? Has anybody talked about it? The video has been known since last April. No, it was taken last April. It's been known for some time. And Channel 4, the UK's Channel 4, showed it, apparently, on Monday night's broadcast, and that's the first that it's been shown. We don't do things like that, do we? Yes, of course we do. Two words, Abu Ghraib. Want another word? Guantanamo. Want another word? Camp X-ray. Want another two words? Diego Garcia. Just goes on and on, doesn't it? I can't... When you have those moments, and I do have them, I'm sure you do too. God, why do they hate us? What the hell do we ever do to these people in the Middle East? I understand the total backing of Israel against the Palestinians. I understand that, which has resulted in wholesale slaughter on both sides. So many innocent people, Israelis and Palestinians, have died. It's an outrage. If it's possible, and it is not, to set that aside, can we ask the question, what have we done? What have we done? George Bush says they hate us because we buy houses. Maybe they hate us because of things like this. I don't know. Maybe it's just an old blood hatred that goes back to the 13th century. I don't know. But when we do things like this, and you know, don't even think, well, you know, you don't know. You know, the videotape is there. The Pentagon has decided to investigate. It's cockpit video footage. It was not taken like the Rodney King beating. It wasn't taken by somebody across the street on a motel balcony. It was taken in the cockpit of the F-16, and you can hear the chatter back and forth between the pilot and the controllers. Hey, man, hey, dig it. Look here, a bunch of people. Should I take them out? Yeah, do it. Oh, dude, man. Damn, look at that. There were 9 people down there. Now there's a hole. Woo, high five, high five. Jesus. Just, you know, dehumanize them. What the hell? They're just, you know, they're just pigs that live in the desert. You know, they're just, you know, they don't matter. They're just Iraqis. Kill them. How many atrocities like this can the forces, the military forces of a government commit, before there's a tipping point, the utter and absolute, just animalistic behavior in Afghanistan, locking people in huge transport crates, metal transport crates, until they cooked, literally cooked, hundreds of people, that the U.S. military participated in this. The torture, and there's reports of executions at Guantanamo, that the U.S. military participated in. The Abu Ghraib situation, treating human beings like I don't know, it's hard to say like animals because it denigrates animals. Blowing up, you know, bombing weddings, blowing civilians into a million pieces, storming into people's homes, denigrating and desecrating. And I mean, at what point, do we have to take responsibility for this? You know, I'm sorry, I'm getting into this again. Last night, you know, I got into it. This just tears me into a million pieces. I don't know what it does to you. I don't know. I guess you block it. We block it. You block it, I block it. You know, I don't walk around thinking about this all day. You know, when I'm changing my baby's nasty nappy or you know, when we're going for a walk with the kid or, you know, I'm swimming laps, I don't think about this stuff. I don't think about it. I don't think about what is being done in my name. I'm an American. I don't think about what this filthy, degenerate Bush administration is doing. Now, if Iraq had attacked this country and killed our people and blew up our babies and our children, you know, burned our children up, I would say no mercy because I'm a vengeful bastard. You know, I am just, that's the part of me I hate. I'm not Christ-like. You know, if somebody comes into my house and smashes things before the sun sets, I'll be in his house smashing his things. You know, it's awful. But that's, I'd like to elevate myself. You know, I do Nam-myoho-renge-kyo until my eyeballs fall out of their sockets and it doesn't work. If somebody hurts my children, I will kill them. If somebody attacks me, they better kill me because but that's not what happened in Iraq. That's not what happened. They didn't do anything to us. In fact, for 10 years, we bombed them every day. Every day. Pappy Bush did, Clinton did, Baby Bush did, every single day. The so-called no-fly zones, bomb them. Put sanctions against them. Kill their children. Burn their children. I read that thing to you last night, written by the author and the poet, you know, about burning children to pieces. Well, here you are. You know, at what point? Jesus, will somebody answer this for me? Who can answer this? Can Christ answer this? Noam Chomsky? Who? At what point do we tip into the abyss? How many innocent people do we murder before it becomes irrevocable? Before the stain is so big that when you get up in the morning, you'll notice that the palms of your hands are bleeding. And then you notice that there seems to be blood coming off your feet. And then and you look and there seems to be a hole in your left side, you know, and your forehead. You know, the whole Christ thing. How long before you start with the stigmata? How long before I do? What does it take? I'm sorry. I this is not the topic tonight. I know people are on hold, you know, and I get this thing from Scott in Michigan, and I read it, take out the civilians. Hey, dude, man, damn, look at that. And I can't, you know, I just can't handle it. Just can't handle it. I just wish somebody wiser than me, more philosophical than me, more in tune with the cloud beings or gods or goddesses or, you know, could you just answer that for me? You know, I then I could die and be okay. You know, at what point does our slaughter of innocents become irrevocable? Oh, well. No big deal. We have a break here. I'll clear my mind and come back and take your phone calls.
No more turning away. All the weekend, the weary. No more turning away from the cold desert sun. Just a word that we all must share.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now step into the plate. The Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be
close. Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
It's about 22 past the hour, and you know, so I'm getting off that. I just have one more rhetorical question. I just wonder when reports like that come out, like the one in the on Channel 4 in the UK and the Independent, of apparent U.S. military blowing a clutch of civilians into chunks of meat in their own town, in their own country. They didn't do anything to us. Nothing. You know, I wonder if the rest of the world reads and watches this stuff and thinks, you know, these are the new Nazis. This is exactly what Hitler did, taking a military machine and turning it into nothing more than an instrument of terror. I just wonder. I do. I just wonder. And maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe I should adopt the Bush-Cheney attitude. The rest of the world can go screw itself, you know. I don't care about the rest of the world, you know. But I do. I just wonder. I wonder when the photos of Abu Ghraib came out, when the reports of the torture and the murders at Guantanamo are coming out, you know, from so-called Camp X-Ray. All this, you know, all this stuff comes out like vomit, and like vomit from somebody who just got totally drunk the night before, you know, did bad liquor and a bunch of cocaine and all kinds, just got filthy, stinking, puking drunk. You know, and they wake up in a puddle of their own vomit, and I can't help but think, you know, is that how the world perceives us? That we are power mad drunks? The country is run by two drunks, two people who've been arrested for driving under the influence, which is several times. Absolutely clear, they care nothing about human life, nothing. I don't know. Dennis is calling from Manhattan. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's
up? Hey, you are.
Yeah. I called about, well, you got into all this stuff, and it's hard to remember, but I called about the fact that the Bush and Cheney thing, their excuse for going to Iraq has changed, and people haven't noticed, but a few weeks ago, before it was really, really bad, it was good for our country that Saddam Hussein wasn't in power. And then it was good for Iraq. But now Iraq is totally screwed, too. So lately they've been saying how it's good for the world. People haven't noticed that.
Well, I think people have noticed it, but I think they've also noticed the asininity of that statement. I mean, here's what has been reduced to a third world country. This was a country that, you know, it has an incredible history. Apparently, it's where the biblical Garden of Eden was, the cradle of God knows how many civilizations. And okay, it fell under the spell of a dictator for the past 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. All right, okay, but it had been reduced after Gulf War I and 12 years of sanctions. It had been reduced to no threat to anybody. Nothing. And the rest of the world knew this, and the rest of the world took to the streets. I don't care if it was in Shanghai or Hong Kong or Milan or London or Washington or New York. People took the streets and said, are you Americans crazy? This is not a threat, this little crappy-ass country that couldn't mount an airplane across its border. I mean, they didn't even have an air force. Nothing. Nothing. So no, I'm sorry, Chris or Dennis. I disagree. I don't think nobody's paid attention. I think people have been paying attention to this criminal activity by the Bush crime family ever since it began. I'm sorry, pal. I'm not getting your case. I'm just saying no. I think the world does know. Now, if you want to say,
I'm just saying, what is the next lie that they're going to come up with?
Whatever. Yeah, I hear
you.
There's
no one left that they can try and justify this crap to.
I know. Whatever lie that they think will work, they will do. This is corruption. These are satanic.
Beyond that.
Huh?
It is beyond that. These people are the devil's spawn.
Well, okay. I was going to say they're satanic minions.
No, they're direct Devil's Spawn.
All right, Devil's Spawn. They're vampires. They're just absolute killers. And how they came to have control and power in this country is a tale that would be told probably when you and I are nothing but memories.
It's not our fault in the first place.
I believe it is. I've said before on this program, I believe it is my fault that these bastards are in power. I do believe that, because when it was clear that with the assistance of the United States Supreme Court, they were going to destroy representative government and seize power and seize control. Neo-Nazis were going to seize control. I didn't do anything. I didn't do a thing. I didn't pick up a pitchfork or a machine gun or rocks or a Molotov cocktails and go say, no, you're not going to steal my country. I sat back on my ass like every other American and did nothing. And this is part of the result. If these people steal this next election, we're screwed. It's all over. You know that, don't you?
It ain't going to happen. We've got to get out there.
I hope. Dennis got a boogie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Thanks for your patience, too. Well, we have another break here? I guess I'm talking too much. I'm sorry. All right. Quick break. We'll be back to your phone calls. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Not by our hands will we supply the weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. Ooh. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. A natural part of life.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered. A conservative Kansas twister whips through five states. America's pack, be thy name. We throw a bucket on the wicked witches behind this neocon Ozfest, which is infecting black radio. Here to drop a house on them is Jamal Watson from the New York Amsterdam News. Plus, Mike Papantonio attacks FEMA and the politics of disaster aid.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. Back to the calls here. Rebecca is calling from Windsor, Colorado. Is that right?
That's right.
Hey, Rebecca. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
The reason I'm calling tonight is I had a very interesting conversation today with an undecided voter in Colorado. And I think that the key part of our conversation really hones down to the big issue of this whole campaign, which is what Bush and Cheney are doing, is dividing the nation on an issue that they don't care about. And what that issue is the pro-choice, gay rights, morality issues that they know that there's people in this country who aren't going to change their mind on that.
Right.
And so they're saying, I'm pro-choice, so if you're pro-choice, you have to vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing that she said is she agrees with Kerry on the war, on the economy, on education, but she is against abortion and doesn't, you know, want that. She wants it to be illegal. And so she wants Bush to go in there and make it illegal.
Okay, Rebecca, I have a suggestion. If you talk to this person again or any subsequent conversations with people who say basically the same thing, you might point out to her that John Kerry and John Edwards and you and me were all anti-abortion. All of us are anti-abortion. But we are also pro-choice, that we understand that it's not up to the state to say to a woman, once she's pregnant, you will carry this pregnancy to term. No exceptions. You will do it. Doesn't matter. You will carry this pregnancy to term. Now, this is coming from someone who has, I've got an 11-week-old baby. I watched my daughter be born. Not only that, I watched her develop on sonograms from the time she was 6-7 weeks into the gestation period up till the moment my wife's doctor pulled her out, and there she was. Bang. I got to cut the cord. So I have up close and personal understanding of a fetus developing into a live, breathing, beautiful, wonderful human being. But I will guarantee you this, if at some point along that track my wife would have said, or her doctor would have said, listen, we have to terminate this pregnancy. Because we had two or three miscarriages before this before this pregnancy. Then that's what Kathy and I would have discussed it. We would have taken into consideration the doctor's advice. We would have thought about our ethical and moral point of view on life and death and that sort of thing. And we would have made the decision, I am absolutely positive, to go ahead with an abortion. We are both anti-abortion. My friends here in Atlanta who run the Georgia Abortion Rights Action League are anti-abortion, but they're pro-choice. And I think people need to be, you know, the anti-abortion people need to be told, we are all, nobody wants to terminate a pregnancy for sport.
Yeah, the thing that I told her that I think changed her mind was I said, you know, what have they done for this issue in the last 4 years?
If that's they'll never do anything.
Done anything.
Nothing.
And
nothing.
So I said, what? He hasn't done anything in the last 4 years. So all he's doing is he's telling you, I'm pro-choice, so you have to vote for me. I mean, I'm pro-life, so you have to vote for me. Right. But I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just telling you that so that you'll vote for me, and then I'm going to do whatever else I want.
Well, did this undecided person see the light you were shining in her eyes?
You know, I think she did. I think she's really been thinking about what she wants to do, and I'm hoping that, you know, the conversation we had today, and what I told her was, I said, you know, Kerry is Catholic. He's a pro-choice Catholic, but his viewpoint is we need to teach self-respect to teens so that they don't go out and try to find love through sex and get pregnant.
Right, and the fallacy with so many of these right-wingers, it's not just teens. My God, women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, in some instances 50s, get pregnant now. And for whatever reason, before that pregnancy becomes any